We need an independent media to hold people like me to account, George W. Bush told NBC. Power can be very addictive and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, the former president said. Bush was asked about the media's role in light of President Trump's recent characterization of the media as the enemy of the American people. Bush noted he spent a lot of time during his two terms trying to convince Putin to embrace an independent press, according to the Today Show. One might respond by pointing out that an independent press is quite different from one which acts as an arm of a political party or political movement. One could argue that some of the manipulative media in the U.S. works just as does Putin's media in a political sense. Remember, free speech applies to all sides. When government abridges freedom of the press and political speech, such as a gross violation. But when an elected office holder engages in freedom of speech, such as simply the practice of free speech, even if such is critical of other speakers, such as those in the press. Don't fall for the false argument that Trump criticizing the press is the same as government action to censor the press. Obama was highly critical of some members of the press, including calling out some by name, yet such wasn't presented as a threat to the nation. Neither was his taking most questions from politically friendly members of the press and avoiding enemies. A president has free political speech, too. That's why it is said he has a bully pulpit. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.